Today's scripture is in Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35 through 37. And Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
Dearest Father, I ask that you would send me into the harvest fields, Lord. And Lord, forgive me for all the times in my life that I have neglected the harvest of souls. Give me the compassion and the humility of Jesus, my beloved bridegroom. I know, Lord, that I am unworthy to even be considered, but Father, make me a workman for the harvest. I love you, Lord, with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and I want to follow you all the days of my life and do your will. Revive me, Lord, for the work that you've given to me to do. And today, Lord, I ask that you send other workers into the harvest field. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, be honest with yourself. Come on, be honest. I know it'll hurt. But do you think of yourself as one of the workers in the Lord's harvest? Or are you just going along for the ride? Jesus himself said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. What are you, my friend?
Today's action. I want you to look around at all the people you encounter through your day that are a part of the harvest of souls that Jesus speaks of in the verse today. Then I'd like you to get down on your knees and pray to the Lord of the harvest to send workers. The thought for today is found in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 8. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us.